From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say protesters shot under former president's orders. Another setback for Middle East peace. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukrainian officials are alleging that the mass killing of protesters in Kiev in February took place on the orders of ousted President Viktor Yanukovych, and that Russian security service agents helped him plan and carry out the assault. More than 100 people were killed during February's unrest in Kiev. Ukraine's government also announced Thursday the detention of 12 members of an elite riot police unit on suspicion of shooting protesters. Turkey's government lifted its ban on the social media network Twitter just a day after the country's top court said it violated free speech. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan had ordered the ban 2 weeks ago after Twitter was used to circulate audio files implicating the prime minister and his son of corruption. An Associated Press report says the U.S. government secretly financed a social network in Cuba in an effort to stir political unrest and undermine the country's communist government. The program evaded Cuba's internet restrictions by creating a so-called Cuban Twitter text messaging service that could be used to organize political demonstrations. The network reportedly drew in tens of thousands of subscribers who were unaware it was backed by the U.S. government. The Associated Press says the USAID project lasted for more than 2 years. The report says the project was created with secret shell companies and financed through foreign banks. And it remains unclear whether the project was legal under U.S. law. Israel canceled the planned release of a fourth group of Palestinian prisoners over the Palestinian leadership's pursuit of further United Nations recognition. Israeli Justice Minister Zippy Livni says Palestinian actions violated the conditions for the release, which were contingent on the Palestinians refraining from making unilateral moves. Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman's office says he'll be traveling to the U.S. Friday for talks on the crisis, including a meeting next week with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Mr. Kerry spoke by telephone Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas after both sides broke parts of an agreement on talks toward a two-state solution. VOA Scott Stearns reports.
Secretary Kerry says U.S. negotiators met with Israeli and Palestinian officials in overnight talks that lasted until 4 in the morning in an effort to move the peace process forward.
I think it is a critical moment, obviously. The dialogue remains open. There was progress made in narrowing some of the questions that have arisen as a result of the events of the last few days, but there's still a gap.
Kerry says Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Abbas both understand what the choices are and what the stakes are, as well as their own limits and dynamics. He says the fight here is not over the fundamental substance of a final status agreement on a two-state solution, but rather over the process to get there. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Algiers.
Former Pakistani military leader Pervez Musharraf survived an assassination attempt Thursday when a bomb exploded after his motorcade drove by. Police say Mr. Musharraf was traveling from a military hospital in Rawalpindi to his farmhouse outside Islamabad. No one was injured, and there has been no claim of responsibility. The Pakistani Taliban has vowed to kill Mr. Musharraf, who returned from exile to Pakistan last year and is now on trial for treason. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak vowed Thursday to uncover the mystery surrounding the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 as he visited an Australian military site where the international search is based. Following a meeting with Australian officials at Pearce Royal Australian Air Force Base near Perth, Prime Minister Najib said the grieving families of those on board the missing plane deserve to have the situation brought to a close. Almost 4 weeks after the Boeing 777 vanished, a multinational team of ships and planes searching the southern Indian Ocean has found no signs of wreckage. Investigators are looking for answers in a shooting that killed 3 people and wounded 16 at Fort Hood, Texas, before the soldier suspected in the shooting killed himself. Authorities are probing whether the gunman's 4 months of service in Iraq in 2011 may have contributed to his actions, but have not determined any motive. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.